Welcome to OOBG Radio, the leading destination for the best sports and betting analysis, presented by your hosts, John, Jordan, Dave, and Brian.
Welcome to the OOBG podcast. This week we'll be talking NFL, college football, Major League Baseball's getting closer to the World Series, and let's start with the NBA. We had a few games the first night and then more last night. We can talk about, New Orleans, Houston, Milwaukee played. Of course, the Greek Freak went nuts, 25 points, 18 rebounds. 76ers, Celtics, Oklahoma City played, the Raptors played. You guys want to hit on any games?
How about Anthony Davis? I mean, what a night he had.
For real?
He went off as well. I mean,
32 points, 16 rebounds. Yeah, that's a good night. And Harden didn't really do much.
Harden did very little, but Carmelo Anthony did more than I expected in that offense.
Is Carmelo coming off the bench or is he a starter?
Technically, he's a starter, but he's more being played as the sixth man.
Got it.
He looked good, though. I did see the highlights of the game and actually the last fourth quarter, and he looked good.
I like that addition. It kind of reminds me of how when they picked up Chris Paul and everybody was like, Chris Paul's not going to be able to mesh with Harden, you know, before last season. And then Chris Paul and Harden have an epic regular season. And then this year they pick up Carmelo Anthony and everybody's like, oh, no, Carmelo Anthony doesn't fit on that team. And I think they're going to prove people wrong. I think Carmelo Anthony will be a good fit there.
Well, let's hope so, because I think it's time for someone to kind of shut the Golden State Warriors up a little bit.
Well, they didn't the first night because they beat Oklahoma City. George did score 27 for.
Yeah, they didn't have Westbrook though, right? Westbrook he's injured right now.
Right.
Durant and Curry both.
And it was a close game either way. It was a close game. So with Westbrook, I think he would have made the difference there.
I think Durant always plays tough against OKC too.
He has to.
Yeah.
He has to with all the shit they talk about him over there. I mean,
and Celtics are the team to beat this year, it appears. They started off well. Yeah, that's a good team. Jason Tatum looks good. Ben Simmons not so good on the other side for the 76ers.
No, I don't think the 76ers are going to be as good as people think they are. I think Fultz is going to have a good year, though.
What about Embiid? Embiid looked okay at best.
Embiid's good.
He's good, but his first game back didn't really impress me too much.
No, but I really think it's going to be Toronto and the Celtics there in the East.
Yeah, the 76ers had a good season last year, so I think people just kind of were still off the hype from last year.
They didn't lose anybody, and technically, they should be getting older, better playing together. You know, on paper, they should be a better team this year. I'm just not sure.
And what about on the West? I mean, what we got? We can all think what Warriors?
West is crowded. It's definitely Warriors is the team to beat.
But, Lakers, maybe.
I like the Lakers with the additions. Maybe not this year.
You think LeBron's going to do much or what?
I think he'll be solid.
He didn't really do too much during the preseason, though. I think 20 point
average,
but
what does that mean though?
Preseason means nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah, but still it gave us somewhat of a look at what LeBron might be able to do on that team, and you know, he really didn't impress me too much, you know.
Look at the difference in talent he has around him now with the Lakers compared to the teams that he took to the finals, granted in a weaker East, but on the Cavs. I mean, he actually has pieces around him. They have a good young core. So I think they do a lot better than people expect.
So you're saying the rest of his team does more, so he does – his role is different on the Lakers is what you're pretty much saying.
I agree.
Right. He doesn't have to be the one who carries the entire team all the time like he did on the Cavs.
That says a lot for the Cavs, though. You're saying a lot there. You know, the fact that he does have to carry everybody, you know. Are they that much crappier of a team?
They're going to be bad this year without him.
Without LeBron James, they would have been nothing. And they are nothing without LeBron James. So
the fact that he can take any team to the finals, and then you put him on a team which was borderline playoff contender last year. They didn't make it, but they could have. There's a lot of young talent on that team.
So you said that the West is crowded. So we got Lakers, we got Warriors. Who else?
Houston?
Think it's going to be contending?
Houston?
Rockets? Yeah, Rockets
are
good.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think that's a big – I don't think the Lakers will really contend with those two, to be honest.
Really?
I don't think you can count out San Antonio with Pop.
That's true.
You never
look
can.
At DeMar DeRozan. We were speaking about that off before. DeMar DeRozan looked good last night. Really good, actually.
He didn't really look like he held too much grudge. He kind of just went out there and played his hardest, which I like to see.
What about New Orleans? Nobody's talking about New Orleans. They're
legitimate
contenders as well. Hey. Same with OKC. I mean, you get Westbrook back. There's a lot of stars there.
I feel like New Orleans is a little underrated right now. People aren't giving, like you said, they're not giving them the credit that they deserve. But they might pull it off. I don't know.
They came in. They killed the team. Who were they playing?
Houston.
Last night, 131-112 was the final.
Yeah, I never would have expected that, ever. So, they're definitely a team to watch.
And then
a couple other teams people aren't talking about. The Jazz were good last year. They've got a young
core
that I really
like. The Jazz.
Donovan Mitchell they got there. And then didn't they get Luka Doncic there?
As well.
Yeah.
And then also the Timberwolves might not make it in a crowded West, but if Jimmy Butler sticks around, some of the other talent they have on that team, they're stacked.
Jimmy Butler's tried to put on a show. I mean, he's still playing hard. I liked what I saw from him. I mean, I think he's kind of putting on a show to impress other coaches, other teams to get that trade going. But we'll see what happens. If he continues to play like that, I don't see the Timberwolves wanting to even negotiate a trade.
I think he's a top three, top five talent in the league right now. What do you think?
I'd say top 10.
Top 10 for sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't say top three. You got KD, Steph Curry, LeBron James, James Harden, the Greek Freak. I think there are a couple of key players there in front of him.
They're good. Davis.
Davis, yeah. So,
what about the Portland Trailblazers? Made it last year.
I don't know. I don't think so.
We'll see. I mean, it's early. It's first week of the season. I mean, this will give us a good guide on what we might see for the rest of the season. But season's long, guys. We still got a long ways to go. We'll see how the rest of the week turns up through the weekend and see if we can't come up with a better image of what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. Now let's get to some series that are going on in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers are up 3-2. And the Red Sox are up 3-1 after a big game and a little controversy last night.
That's a major controversy. What did you guys think about that call? Was it a home run or was it an out?
It's hard. It was so hard to see because, he went up. It didn't look like he had his glove.
He closed his glove before the ball even got there. But he's saying that the fan closed the glove for him. Yeah. But to me, I didn't see it.
But did you notice that they were all talking about how there was one camera that was not working and it would have caught that? It was a side angle camera that was indeed not working at
convenient.
All.
How come the camera that catches the best angle never seems to work?
Well, I don't know. I mean, conspiracy maybe? Or?
Was it in Boston?
And the camera wasn't working.
Are you kidding me?
No.
The
camera wasn't working. Behind the TV?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I put the TV up in front of it. Now that's not going to happen. I can steal supplies.
So, the Astros lost that one.
I would have called it a home run.
The refs and the umps are trying to get way too involved in other sports, and it never really happened in Major League Baseball, and all of a sudden it did.
Not only that controversy, but the Astros have been accused of spying.
Yeah, some guy said he was, what was his excuse? It was some kind of lame-ass excuse.
They're saying that they're trying to protect themselves. They're trying to make sure that Boston wasn't spying.
How can you tell if they're spying or not unless you're watching?
Unless you're spying yourself, right?
So, I mean, going back to that whole, void. So, supposedly, it was a home run, but umpire Joe West, he called it out, and he said, no. We're going to avoid that. And they actually reviewed everything.
Yep.
And his call stood. So no home run for them. It would have changed things.
It would have tied it up.
Another Bartman thing?
Could be.
Remember in the Cubs, that clown?
Yeah.
I think he's like an alcoholic living with his mother in the basement now. Kind of ruined
living
life.
The dream.
Yeah.
I don't know why he didn't just move at that point.
Yeah, really. He was a Cubs fan. Yeah, I guess he didn't want to leave his team. But
I guess his mom only has a basement in one city.
That's true.
So now we got the Red Sox. They won over the, over the Astros 8-6, right? If history is any indication, the Red Sox are going to advance. My prediction is that the Red Sox will take it. The next game is tonight.
It is looking like Red Sox Dodgers, in my opinion.
Well, I agree.
3-1.
I don't think Houston lets another game get past them. I think tonight they come out. I mean, they're next on the line. It's win or go home. Yep. I think they have a little bit more fire in them for tonight's game, and you might see a win from them. But I think the Red Sox might win that game six.
Brewers are in the same boat.
And yeah, I mean, Dodgers did well. I got to admit it, right? Clayton Kershaw, this guy is incredible. This guy is truly talented. He authored one of the best starts in his postseason career. You know, he allowed only one run in seven innings of work, on route to that 5-12 LA victory. But other than that, on the other side, the Brewers, Christian, I think his last name is Yelich, and Jesus Aguilar, they did well. Usually, they're core hitters. They were expected to do a lot better.
You know what I heard about what the Brewers did? I heard that after one batter, he walked one batter and they pulled him. And I heard that was the strategy. I heard that they wanted to, that was the whole thing, that they wanted to let him pitch one and walk the first batter, pull him out, make him act like he was, frustrated or whatever, only to mess up the Dodgers lineup and make them re-strategize their whole game plan. But
that's
right. It didn't work.
That's actually nothing, quite common, though.
They had nothing left on the bench by the end of this game. Nobody. And that's because these teams in baseball now are being overcoached. Okay? Especially we've seen it in this series. Somebody comes in, throws four pitches, and is out. And they're trying to play too much lefty against righty. I don't know. I'm not seeing it. You gotta just let them play.
So we got the Dodgers now. They're one win away from their second straight in a row World Series
appearance.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully the Dodgers will make this. It's going to be nice. It'll be good for them. We'll see. But I agree with what Jordan's saying. It is going to look like it's going to be a Red Sox-Dodger thing.
I do love the Houston Astros, but, if they don't end up going, I would like to see the L.A. Dodgers go just because of what happened to them last year in the World Series. It's always nice to see someone come back and, make that, last season effort to win the pennant.
Well, you're in luck. It is one or the other.
Thanks, boss.
All right, college football. We'll get back. We'll have some more entertaining stories about Major League Baseball and World Series next week, obviously, and some much more on the NBA. But let's get into some college football real quick. Brian, your MSU upset Penn State. Penn State was minus 13.5 in that. And,
it's like a hate-love relationship. Won. Michigan State comes out against Northwestern looking like absolute dog doo-doo, and then they just happen to show up against a Penn State squad that's ranked number 8 in the country.
Right.
19 seconds left in the game, though.
Yeah, they had that onside kick, and they recovered it, and they came down. I mean, I love Michigan State, but they just are not consistent. They don't show up for the small games, but they end up showing up for the big games. And they got another one this week. It's the in-state rivalry, Michigan State versus Michigan. I'm personally very, very excited. I think the line is way too big for such a big rivalry.
Yeah,
but,
MSU
MSU
won last year. Right?
Yeah, they've won the last couple of years.
Now they call this the Paul Bunyan.
The Paul Bunyan Trophy.
Paul nice. Bunyan, the guy with the axe and the blue ox.
Why do they call it that?
It's because Paul Bunyan's from Michigan.
Well,
it's a Michigan
I don't know.
Story.
I thought he was from Wisconsin too. He's a fake person. He's from like three.
Well, yeah, it's a tale, but.
Actually,
he's
I thought
three different states.
I grew up thinking he was from Canada. Actually,
I thought he died in the Alamo.
Yeah. Yeah. But he's big. He has an ox, and he carries an axe, and
he can cut down a tree in one swipe.
Yeah, one swipe.
Can you do that, Jordan?
Power?
No,
I didn't think so.
And the trophy is Paul Bunyan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a wooden Paul Bunyan trophy.
Right,
it's awesome.
Only in Michigan do you win wooden trophies.
Yeah.
So it's a real man's trophy right there.
You're cutting down trees for trophies now?
Hell yeah. Wow. Cut down trees for everything. Keep warm in the winter somehow, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right. LSU, Georgia. That was another upset and a real big upset. Man, oh, man. I mean,
they're done.
Georgia was only minus 7.5, but they got smoked 36-16.
I did not see that coming.
Is it time to start talking about LSU? I mean,
yes, it is. I think they're going to a bowl.
I don't know.
I think we both kind of said LSU was overrated at the beginning of the season, didn't we?
We did. I did not see this.
Well, I
we
can see them.
Auburn was more overrated than LSU.
But LSU comes up with some surprising wins every year.
They do.
So it's kind of hard to gauge. I mean, last year they beat Alabama, right? And they still got to play. They haven't played Alabama yet this year, right?
No.
So they still got to – They still got to play Alabama. So they might find themselves. I mean, they already have one loss, right? So they could. I don't think they end up in the playoffs.
I kind of think they will. Maybe the Sugar Bowl. I think that.
I think
Texas
Notre Dame, and then people.
Yeah, Notre Dame
saying,
looks good, but
people even say Michigan might sneak up in there.
No, but Notre Dame for sure.
Notre Dame for sure.
Notre Dame has had a very good year.
What about Ohio State though?
There's
Notre Dame, Ohio State, Orange Bowl.
There you go.
Right there.
Do you think two teams are going to make it into the?
Yes, yes, I do.
All right.
All right, now we have favorite games of the weekend. You got anything coming up? I'll tell you a couple of mine right off the top. NC State-Clemson, that one should be interesting, and the Oregon-Washington State game. Plus, you got Mississippi State-LSU. LSU is favorite.
You know, that Washington, that should be a good that game. Oregon-Washington State game, Oregon is the underdogs here. Oregon's right. 12th, Washington State's 25. I mean, have you ever seen something like that?
It happens sometimes.
I don't know. I think Oregon is the much better team here. I do not agree with that line at all, but I'm going to take it.
I would, too.
I'm going to take that for sure.
All right. Now, you want to go over some bowl projections, or you want to wait on that?
A little early, no?
Yeah, a little early. But
It's a little early. I mean, we can wait, hold off. I think we'll have a better idea next week. I think this is – we got some big games this weekend.
Yeah.
So
we're going to learn a lot this week.
Yeah, this weekend is definitely that weekend where we kind of know what the projections will be for bowl games such as those on New Year's.
Okay, cool. So we'll go over those. Let's go over week 7, NFL schedule. Now, Jordan, that's usually what you do, but you don't have the papers. So –
Brian will introduce
you
game.
Forgot.
Wow,
not only were you late, you forgot your papers.
Jordan. I was on time.
Jordan,
and he spills his drink here.
And he spilled the drink, yeah.
Yeah, and I got bugs now.
This is why we can't have nice things.
The table's all sticky.
Exactly.
Dang it, Jordan.
Yeah. All right, well, let me take this then.
Do we want to talk about last week at all? Or we want to go straight into week 7?
No, let's talk about the games this week.
Let's go into
against the Lions.
Okay, well, obviously.
Are you taking this, Brian? You're going to go down the list?
Yeah, I'll go down the list. We'll talk about them. Obviously, we got tonight's game, Denver Broncos versus the Arizona Cardinals. Denver is the favored team here at negative minus 1.5, and the over-under is at 42.5.
Who do you like there?
I like the Broncos.
I like the Broncos, too, although they're a terrible road team traditionally, especially this year. And
I think Rosen looks too shaky.
He can't be trusted, especially against that defense. I like
defense. Neither of these teams.
Well, plus, Emmanuel Sanders has been blowing up the last couple of weeks. So,
yeah,
I mean,
you trust Case Keenum? The guy sucks.
More than Rosen.
Really?
Definitely.
I don't think so. I think Rosen will have a pretty good game. And David Johnson's poised to break out. The guy's done nothing like
David
Julio
Johnson
Jones.
Is poised to run into one of the best front sevens in the league.
Yeah, just watch. He'll explode.
See. All right.
I mean, that line's pretty low.
Spoken like a true David Johnson owner.
I don't have him. I wanted him, though.
Well, good thing you didn't take
him.
Yeah,
exactly.
Then, right?
He hasn't had a great year. But the line moved down to 1.5, right?
Yeah,
right.
I got it at 1.5 right now.
It was 2.5 yesterday. So.
Oh, was it?
It's been bumping.
Oh, nice.
Back and forth, actually.
Okay. Well, actually, I got the next game is the Titans versus the Chargers. The Chargers are favored at minus 6.5. The over-under is at 45.
Remember, this game's in London, right? This is
the
European
game.
Yeah,
this is the early one. Get your bets in early.
Yeah. I actually like the Titans on this one, on the spread at 6.5.
I do, too. I'm with you. I like the Titans there. I like the Chargers to win it all, but they're traveling. Titans have made that
They're traveling?
They're both traveling.
No, that's the point.
One team's
traveling, but the Titans have made this trek more than the Chargers have. The Chargers have never played over there. Not that it really makes a difference.
So you're saying the Titans are used to it then?
Yeah. It's like when Miami used to go to London all the time, and they would call it one of their home games because they were used to the jet lag and playing at a different time.
Well, let's be honest. That's Jacksonville's home game more than Miami's.
Both of them, really. Either of these teams that go over there quite frequently.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it's at Wembley though. That's a great venue.
Yeah, Wembley's huge venue. It's well known. It's very very popular stadium.
Should be good. I'll be waking up early for that one.
You wake up early
for that one.
Oh wow!
What time is that game? Is that you said that's like early morning?
9:30 a.m.
Eastern
time.
Oh wow!
So that's 7:30 our time.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, we're gonna get the final for that one before all the rest of the games start.
Exactly. All right, next game on the list is the Panthers versus the Eagles. The Panthers are the underdogs at 5. And then the over-under is at 45.5 here, and I'm going to tell you straight off the bat, I like the Panthers on that line. I do not trust the Eagles right now. They haven't impressed me, and I like the over at 45.5.
Give me the Eagles and the over.
On the spread?
Yes.
Okay. What about you, Dave? You got it?
Well, Clement and Wendell, don't tell me I have small wood, have not been great in Philadelphia.
What did you just say?
they have not been great. They were supposed to come in and
carry the weight of Jay.
But we're really talking about the third and fourth string running backs, yeah, okay? So. And they're running behind one of the better offensive lines, so you'd think any pro back can do that. I like Clement a lot better than Smallwood there, but I really like them in the next couple weeks to go out and make a move and get another running back.
You think they get Bell?
No, I think they go after Shady McCoy.
All right.
I guess I could see that.
You have McCaffrey on your fantasy, and he's poised to do something in this game, isn't he?
Yeah, he's been doing stuff every week. I mean, I like him as a top five back week to week, especially in PPR.
How do you think Cam Newton will do against this defense, though? I'm asking because I'm questioning whether to start him or not. So
I would start him.
It's either him or Matt Stafford.
You can't trust Lions.
You can definitely trust Matt Stafford.
They're playing Miami, right?
Yeah, they're playing Miami.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah, although Miami's secondary is better than people gave him credit for.
Still a hard decision. Cam Newton, Matt Stafford.
Good. They got three good safeties on that team as well.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how that one turns out. That's another one of the games that I'm pretty excited to watch on Sunday.
Philly is favored.
Yeah, Philly is favored by 5 points. Yep. And like I said, the over-under is at 45.5. I expect that to go over that.
Right.
The next game we got is the Browns versus the Buccaneers. Obviously, the Bucs are favored by 3 points, and the over-under is at 50.5. What do you guys think about this one? I kind of like Cleveland Browns on the line there.
Cleveland is stacked, and I think this is going to be a really good test for Cleveland's defense because that's a high-octane offense. Jameis Winston looked very good last week.
He's got a lot of
weapons there, mm-hmm. and it's really a question as to whether – the Browns can shut down all of their different weapons.
So, obviously, I think it's safe to say that Fitzmagic is a Fitz dud now, right?
Yeah.
Was it just like one or two games that he did good, and that's it?
I would say
first two games, and then they announced that he was going to be the starter even after week four when Winston came back. So, he went ahead and laid an egg in week three, and then continued to suck.
But that name's too bad. That name's been transferred to
Minka.
To Mitch, right? Mitch Trubisky.
No,
Mitch Magic.
Mitch Magic. No, I heard Minka Fitzpatrick from the Dolphins, the safety.
Oh, okay.
Went out and copyrighted Fitzmagic.
For real?
Yeah, he did. In the middle when Fitzmagic from Tampa was having such a good run, he went out and copyrighted it. Stole it right from out from under the Harvard guy.
Wow. Okay.
All
right. Anyway, next up on the list, we got the Texans versus the Jags. Jags are favored by 5.5 points there, and the over-under is at 41.5 there. I like to see that go over, and I like Jacksonville on the spread. But, you know, Jacksonville's been kind of horrible the last couple of weeks.
I can't trust either of these teams at all. Jacksonville's defense has been a huge disappointment. What happened to Saxonville? They just don't get after the quarterback.
How many sacks do they have on the year? Does anyone know?
Not enough.
I'm sure our producer Matt can look that up for us real quick.
Not enough to be called Saxonville.
No, definitely not. That name is done.
Done.
But yeah, like I agree with you. They're both teams that cannot be trusted. Jacksonville just hasn't impressed me this year, and the Texans really haven't either. So
this year we learned that Blake Bortles is Blake Bortles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They should have gotten a new quarterback.
He did okay
last
week.
They could have. I mean, he'll either get you 8 fantasy points or 40.
So our producer Matt has informed us they have 14 sacks on the year.
That's more than I thought.
It is more than I thought, but still, for a team that calls themselves Saxonville, not really living up to the hype.
Houston's offensive line sucks too.
Well, Ravens had 11 sacks last week?
I saw that. That was pretty fantastic. I like that Ravens defense.
Yeah, that was close to a record.
It was close to a record, wasn't it? I think the record's 12, right?
Yeah, I actually looked it up because I thought it's got to be a record already.
And everybody else is getting more banged up. The Ravens are getting more healthy, and every week they get somebody else back.
Right. All right, so next on the list, we got the Vikings versus the Jets. Vikings favored by 3.5. The over-under is at 46.5. I'll tell you right now, 46.5 is a little low. I'm going to go over on that. And I like the 3.5 spread for the Vikings.
Give me the Vikings all day long there.
The Vikings.
Yeah. For sure.
I like that defense to frustrate Darnold.
Oh, definitely. Darnold won't be able to get it done.
That would be one of my locks, definitely.
That's actually one of my locks as well. I was going to wait till after to give you my locks.
Right, okay.
How convenient, Brian.
Yeah. You stole my
I got
lock.
Him starred here. You guys can see this. You guys can see my locks from there.
Right, everybody announces their locks.
Anyway.
All right, I won't announce my next lock then. Until after the show.
Next game we got is the Patriots versus the Bears. Patriots are favored by 3 points here, and the over-under is at 49. I like the Bears.
I'll tell you, all the sharp money is New falling England. On the Bears here, yeah. And I still like New England on the road.
I agree. New England.
I like the Bears. I think their defense is just too good. I think they're going to frustrate Tom Brady. I don't think Tom Brady's going to have enough time.
Doesn't get frustrated like that. I'm sorry.
How does he get frustrated then, Jordan?
We should probably point out that Brian has a personal bias against Tom Brady, so I don't know.
I have a personal bias against the Bears, too. I'm a Lions fan.
You hate Tom Brady more, though, Brian.
I think so.
Yeah. I can't disagree with that. But anyway, I like the over on that as well at 49. What do you think?
Jordan Howard got to do something. This guy's done nothing.
Do you have nothing to speculate on this, Jordan?
On that game?
Yeah.
I said I like the Patriots.
Nothing else.
That's it. He just likes the Patriots.
Okay. Got
straight
it.
Up. Okay. Straight up.
The Patriots, I wouldn't take the over the under, and it's definitely not one of my locks. All the sharp money is taking the Bears. I'm going against the sharp money, so I'm not going to lock it in.
Probably, you're not supposed to mention lock yet. No mentioning locks.
Yeah, then Brian will take it.
we're having a friendly competition of locks here.
Lock.
All right, so the next game, Saints versus Ravens. 2.5 in favor of the Ravens, and the over-under is at 50. I like the Saints on the spread here, as well as Ravens have been doing.
This is a tough game for me. We got the Saints coming off the bye, which really helps them. They've had some time to prepare, but the Ravens have looked really good. And I think, like you said, 11 sacks last week. Saints offensive line is a little bit
ish.
Not as good as it could be.
Yeah, but Drew Brees has been able to make up for that.
And he has, and they still have all the weapons. Their defense isn't as good. I think the question of this game comes down to whether Flacco can show up or not.
I agree. All right, next on the list, we got the Rams versus the 49ers. Rams are favored by 9.5. The over-under is at 52. Rams will cover this game.
Yep.
And I'm gonna take the under on this at 52.
I see you scratching out your over pick.
Yeah, I had to think about it. Game hasn't started, so you still got time to change it. So.
I think we really saw some stuff out of San Francisco last week, though. They almost won that.
Almost?
Yeah, but I think that was almost a fluke.
Right, but they covered. And last time we saw them on that was a 10-point line
last week. It does look like Bitard's getting more of his feet, getting his feet on the ground. I like Bitard better. Yeah. Easy to pronounce there. But, yeah.
And the Rams are probably going to be without Cooper Kupp. They're still missing their starting two corners.
He is not playing. He's definitely out.
Yeah, it looks like he's out.
They still got two great wide receivers, though. Cooks and...
I do like the under in this. I see them running the ball a lot more.
Where are they playing?
They're playing at Levi's Stadium, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in Santa Clara.
Mm-hmm.
49ers. But, no, I'll take the 49ers with the backdoor cover.
Okay. All right, next on the list, we got the Cowboys versus the Redskins, which, to me, it's a little bit low of a spread here. The Redskins are only favored by 1.5, and the over-under is at 41.5, which I think is very, very low. I like Redskins on the spread, and I also like that over at 41.5.
I like the over a lot there. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the Redskins because you never know which Redskin team is going to show up. Like, they some weeks look great, some weeks they look terrible.
That's true. And the
Cowboys, they always look terrible, though, right?
That's not true. The past few weeks, they've looked kind of solid.
They've looked pretty good. Dak They're kind of starting to gel with no talent.
Exactly.
Zeke and Prescott are starting to gel, too, so this might be a...
It might be a shootout.
I like
but
Dallas.
I
put it on the board.
Okay.
Ooh, what?
Oh, put it on the board.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson's pretty much done, isn't he? Is he playing? If he is playing, he's beat up. I don't think he's going to have a good game.
We all expected him not to last the full season. Thompson, though, is the pass-catching back, and I see them throwing more in this one anyways.
Okay. All right, next up, we got the Bengals versus the Chiefs. I'm so excited for this game.
So
am I. I'm staying away from the over-under at 58, but the Chiefs are favored by 6. I think the Bengals cover that spread. The Bengals have seriously impressed me this season. I like the way they're gelling. I like the way they're playing. As much as I like the Chiefs squad, I do think the Chiefs will end up winning, but I don't think they'll cover this one.
Yeah, that's fair. I like the Chiefs on the money line for sure because I think they'll end up winning. I do like the over there. I think both of these teams can put up some points, major points.
To me, that's too high. I'm going to stay away from that. I just really can't tell either way.
For me, this is the game of the week, though. This is two teams that
Sunday
are
night.
Just smoking.
Right.
Yeah.
You're both good.
And you got Mixon, you got Hunt. Mm-hmm. I mean, you got the quarterback. I mean,
AJ Green,
Mahomes and
Dalton. Yeah, I mean, you got some good stuff
going on in that game. Both sides of the ball.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be an exciting game to watch.
And it's at Arrowhead Stadium, right? So
exactly.
They're from KC.
Exactly. So our Monday night game, New York Giants against the Falcons. To me, I think we're progressively seeing worse and worse Monday night football games. I mean, last week
Sunday
ended up being a good Monday night football game, but no one projected it to be that way.
The schedule makers all thought that these two teams were going to be really good this year. Everybody was talking Giants. Everybody was talking Falcons as possible Super Bowl contenders, and they're both fairly lousy.
Well, to be fair, the Falcons, Matt Ryan has had a pretty good year regardless.
MVP-level year, but their defense is just too banged up to stop anybody.
They give away too many points. Doesn't matter how many they put on the board.
So is this the week that Odell really does something?
Let's hope so, because last week's temper tantrum really pissed me off. I mean, that guy is just such a little girl about this stuff, man. He doesn't get the ball, and he starts crying.
Cried after Barkley scored a touchdown. Everybody else is celebrating for Barkley, and he's like, why didn't I get the ball?
Well, it's Barkley stole the spotlight on that team. Let's be honest.
He's the real leader
He is the team right now. Eli Manning can't do anything. He's very, very unimpressive this year.
How about some of the jump cuts and moves by Barkley in that game? I was impressed.
He's going to be great.
Blown.
He's going to be an all-star. He is.
He is an all-star, but I mean, I think he could be like the next Barry Sanders.
That's what I'm saying. He's going to be
true great.
Hall of Fame-esque running back.
He's got the attitude, too.
Of course. He's quiet. He doesn't say much. He just gets stuff done.
He's a New Yorker, too, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
He's a leader.
Yep. But the line for this one is the Falcons are favored by 6 points. The over-under's at 54.5. I kind of like the under here just because I don't expect too much from the Giants. But then again, you know, you got a Falcons defense. I think I'm staying away from that. But I do like the Falcons on the spread there at 6.
See, I like the Giants in this one. I think this is the week that the Falcons don't really have the pass rush. I think this is the week Eli Manning can settle down, stop hearing footsteps, start hitting some of his targets. Barkley's going to have a really big
Eli
game.
Eli Manning needs to retire, man. Straight up. He needs to retire.
Maybe.
He might at the end of the season.
He's ruining the Manning legacy.
No, I wouldn't say all that.
I would.
How old is he? He's like 40, right? 41?
I don't know.
No, I think
38 maybe.
He's less bad
than
Peyton was in his last year. Peyton's defense won him a championship.
So
when he was bad, he couldn't even throw the ball downfield.
He's 37.
37. I was close. I was close.
So he's close to retiring. I mean,
he should
I think
just
he'll
retire.
Be done after this.
Yeah,
year.
I think this is it.
They're going to use their top 5 pick after this season to get themselves the best quarterback in the draft. Which is kind of sad because we just had the best quarterback draft.
Yeah.
You know, in maybe history, we'll know here in a few years.
Well, Josh Allen's out, isn't he? He's injured.
He's injured, but that doesn't affect the legacy of the draft.
Well, I mean, that's true, but it kind of does put a damper on stats and whatnot.
But what's big in this coming draft? It's more defensive players, right?
There's some really good defensive players. Let's talk about Bosa, who came back from injury, Nick Bosa from Ohio State, but decided to sit out for the year. He's probably going to be the number one pick, they're saying, maybe. Or that Ed Oliver from Houston looks really good as well, the defensive tackle. The next Ndamukong Suh without as much attitude.
Yeah, we'll see.
There's a couple good quarterbacks. I like that Oregon quarterback.
What, Herbert? Is that
Herbert?
His name?
I think his name's Herbert. Yeah, he looks good. He looks solid. We'll see what he does this week against Washington State.
Yeah,
exactly. We might see Herbert go top 5 to the Giants or somebody. They need to go out and get a quarterback.
Well, so does Jacksonville.
He looks like he's 12 years old.
There's that. Yeah.
He looks younger than Mahomes, which is hard to do.
Last year was the year Jacksonville would go out and get a quarterback. They're not going to go out and get a quarterback this year because they just paid Bortles three years guaranteed money.
That's what I'm saying. It didn't make sense for them to do that. I don't understand why they offered him a brand new contract for 3 years. knowing they needed a new quarterback. He did well, all right, last year,
I guess. They had faith in him.
Well, I guess it was misguided faith. But anyway, let's go through our – we're going to do like a friendly competition this week, all right? We all selected five of our locks for the week. We'll see, I guess, whoever has the best record. What do we want to put on the table here? Does anyone have any ideas? No one.
It should be the losers have to do like some stupid, ridiculous thing.
Like what? Run naked through the quad. We're going streaking in the quad.
No, nobody wants to see you naked, Brian.
That's not true. That is not true.
Yeah, that is.
Bunch of liars.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess I'll go through mine first here. All right.
Went over well. I guess there's no wagers on the table.
No wagers on the table.
No wagers on the table.
No one willing to put anything down. It'll just be a friendly competition, I guess. All right. So my five locks, starting with number one. My number one lock will be the Tennessee Titans on the spread against the Chargers at 6.5.
These locks are all on the spread, are they not?
Yes, right. Correct. Okay. Correct.
Oh, I can't take money lines?
No, you can't.
It's all against the spread.
I thought that's what he was going to do since he was mentioning on the money or on the spreads.
Yes. Yeah. So my next one will be the Panthers against the Eagles. The next one with Vikings, I think we agree on that one, Dave. The Vikings against the Jets. And then the Redskins against the Cowboys and the Bengals versus Kansas City.
All right. Well, I'll go over my locks. A lot of similar stuff. The Chargers in Wembley taking out Tennessee. New England to take out Chicago. I know you probably don't agree with that one. Minnesota, I think, will take out the Jets without a problem. The Rams aren't going to lose. They're 6-0. They're going 7-0. Although I think the Cincinnati-KC game is the game of the week, I do not want to use that as a lock, but I will say that I think Atlanta is going to take out the Giants. That's kind of a risky lock, but they're starting Ito Smith, and I like his name.
Okay. What about
reminds
you, Jordan?
Lance Ito in the O.J. Simpson
trial.
This
is a really tough one.
Yeah, that was a judge, right?
Yeah,
past.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Those guys are too young to remember.
I'll take tonight's game.
Yeah.
I like the Broncos. They're minus 1.5.
Okay.
What?
All right. I'll start with tonight. I like the Broncos at minus 1.5 for sure.
Really?
On top of that, I like Vikings minus 3.5. It looks like we're all taking the Vikings.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right across the board, and I really like Dallas plus 1.5 there. I know you took the Redskins as one of your locks, so
yep.
We'll see what happens there. And let's go with the Bucks against the Browns.
Okay, so I guess all of us keep track of it. Next week we will come together. We'll see who wins, and maybe that person deserves a lunch from all of us. We'll see what happens. We'll come up with something during the week, and we'll make
good
it
idea.
Happen. All right.
And give me the Giants, too.
Well, you're making six locks.
Yeah, that's not.
Oh, that is five?
That
oh,
is
I wasn't
five.
Counting.
Oh, no.
I wasn't done, and then you started spieling, so,
Well, you said and, so I thought that was your last one.
It was my last one. It was number five.
Okay.
Now, do you even remember what your locks are?
Yeah, have you?
Yes.
Okay, do we remember?
If not, we'll just listen to the recording
exactly,
of this.
Exactly, because
I hear we got it all on tape.
Yeah, all right.
Okay. So that's pretty much it. You guys had anything else you want to? I guess Le'Veon Bell. We could talk about him for a second.
He didn't report.
He was going to report. I didn't trade him because he was going to report.
Me too.
I don't want to talk about it.
He's just sitting on my squad, not doing anything. I'm kind of concerned if he's even going to show up at all this season. I've kept a roster spot on my team for him.
He's done with. Dude. He's
and,
done with.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen this season.
We'll see.
All right. We'll see.
I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful, so I'm going to keep him.
Well, we'll keep an eye out, see if he's hitting the practice field this coming week. But we'll be talking about him more. And once again, we'll be talking about everything that happens in baseball and college football and NFL. That's all coming up next week. Thanks again for joining us on the OOBG podcast.
You've been listening to OOBG Radio, the leading destination for the best sports and betting analysis podcast. Check in each week for more on sports news and forecasting. Don't forget to check us out on your favorite social media website and on OOBG.com.